Hello and welcome to Season 2, Episode 3 of the Everything Disney Podcast's Corny Christmas Season. I am your host, Luke Manning. Now, on the last episode, I had promised that we would be bringing you a Muppet Christmas special. Well, I'm actually going to delay that show until Wednesday, because Chris Boisseau of the Brooklyn Mouse Podcast sent me audio of something I really want to share with you. It's an old episode of The Wonderful World of Color called Holiday Time at Disneyland, and it's about 50 minutes long, and it basically takes you on a tour around Disneyland during the holiday season. I'm really proud to present this to you guys, and I hope you enjoy it.
No one.
Holiday time at Disneyland. And now your host, Walt Disney.
Ting, 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 ting.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. For the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun is it to ride into a sleighing from the night. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Merry Christmas, 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 and a Happy New Year. Good times to you wherever you are. Good times. Well, this is very unusual weather for Southern California. In fact, it's impossible. But since Disneyland is a magic kingdom, we thought we'd use some of that magic to create a traditional Christmas atmosphere.
Hello, Walt.
Well, hi, Santa. Is everything ready for our big Christmas parade?
Everything but the weather. Yeah. Personally, I feel right at home in this snow, but it's not so good for a parade.
Well, maybe you got something there. Okay, Tinkerbell, turn it off. Now there, how's that, huh?
Much better, Walt.
Oh, sure, you can have our autograph. Sure, right? You first, Santa.
Yeah.
Sure you spell it right now, yeah? There, all right.
Who's that other guy?
Well, after all, it is your day, Santa, so make the most of it, you know. I got 365.
I see what you mean, Walt. Since I'm going to be in that parade, I'd better get ready.
Well, good. Santa, here's a little present from Walt to Santa Claus.
Oh, thank you very much. Just what I needed. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Yeah. Go all the way.
I'll see you later, Santa. Well, during the Christmas holidays or any other season here at Disneyland, Main Street USA is the happiest, busiest Main Street in the world. There's always something going on.
Over 30 million people have jaywalked along Disneyland's Main Street on their way to the other land. People of all ages, creeds, and nationalities. Among them have been presidents, kings, queens, princes, rulers of nations from all over the world. There's Prime Minister Nehru of India. And here's Ike and Mamie Eisenhower with their granddaughter. That's Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, the King and Queen of Nepal. This is former President Kubitschek of Brazil, and the Shah and Empress of Iran.
Thank you.
jungle book, you'll see a land of hidden mystery.
To Christmas and all of the other traditional holidays. But in between these dates, we create our own holidays and special events. Now, when a new addition to Disneyland is completed, we throw a big celebration with parades, brass bands, special entertainment, the whole works, including fireworks, and everyone is invited. And all of these festivities start on Main Street.
That's why, excuse me, Walt, but would you please tell these kids of mine that there is going to be a Christmas parade? They're driving me out of my... Well, you know how kids are at Christmas time.
I know. I have 5 grandchildren to answer to myself. Yes, there is going to be a Christmas parade.
Will Santa Claus be in it?
In person. And the parade of the toys and a lot of other things. But you've got a lot of time before it starts, so you go out and enjoy yourself. But be back here on Main Street and get yourself a nice seat on the curb so you won't miss anything. Huh?
Thanks, Walt. I'm going to be ready for a nice, comfortable curb in just a little while.
Come on, Pop. Let's go.
All right. Well... while we're waiting for parade time, let's turn back the calendar to some of the seasonal holidays and special events we've celebrated here at Disneyland. Now, last spring, we held our annual Easter parade. Naturally, the activities all started on nostalgic Main Street, USA. Street is a favorite thoroughfare for historic automobile clubs to parade their prized antiques. The gay Easter bonnets were not limited to ladies only. They were antique vehicles for the younger generation, too. Disneyland is a field day for camera fans. Distributing candy Easter eggs is a catch-as-catch-can event. For those too young to catch a piece of candy, there's always a tasty thumb. An old-fashioned balloon ascension was the climax for the day. It's the same balloon that traveled around the world in 80 days. Before the countdown, there's a traditional christening and good luck ceremony. Everything is okay for takeoff. Sand is released. It's condition go. Thank you.
you down below. The balloon drifts wherever the breezes carry it.
We'll be right back with more Walt Disney.
Merry Christmas, Walt.
Well, thanks, kids. Merry Christmas to you. Have fun. It wasn't too long ago when there wasn't even a molehill where Disneyland's Matterhorn now stands. It's the only man-made mountain in the world, one of our most ambitious projects. At the same time, we had completed two other major additions in Tomorrowland, the monorail and the submarine voyage into liquid space. Now, naturally, these three big events called for dedication ceremonies and a big celebration. So, we declared a special holiday in Disneyland. And naturally, the big kickoff happened on Main Street. Especially Walt Disney, who's having a grand time with his grandchildren. Motion picture stars, Annette, Roberta Shore, and the Shaggy Dog. Mickey Mouse leads Walt Disney's cartoon family of famous storybook characters. In their shining armor, the Knights of the Carousel. The canine representative from Scotland. And here's a gay 90 number, the Horse Car Ballet. Christening ceremonies at Disneyland's submarine fleet. So, from Main Street, USA, the celebration moves to Tomorrowland. Kirkpatrick opens the christening ceremony with host Walt Disney. With the traditional words, "I christen thee Nautilus," the flagship of Disneyland's submarine fleet is ready for her maiden voyage. One of seven submarines, the Nautilus heads out for an adventure into liquid space.
first passengers get a breathtaking view of undersea scenes as they submerge. While the Nautilus continued on her first voyage, another Disneyland attraction was about to be officially opened here in Tomorrowland. The monorail, America's first passenger-carrying system of its kind. For its official opening and dedication, Richard Nixon and his family were special guests. Also, motion picture stars Robert Cummings and Mr. and Mrs. Fred McMurray watched Julia and Tricia Nixon cut the ribbon and start the monorail on its first scheduled run. Someone forgot to sharpen the scissors. Well, when there's a schedule to keep and a mountain still to be dedicated, other methods are necessary. Opening in 1959, the Disneyland monorail trains have carried over 10 million passengers. Disneyland's mountain, the Matterhorn, was, of course, the biggest event of the day. The start of these festivities was signaled in traditional Swiss fashion. Before you can dedicate a mountain, you must first climb it. For this event, professionals were on hand to scale the sheer face. These sure-footed experts are members of a mountain climbing club. This massive addition to Disneyland. Getting down is another problem, which involves the law of gravity and a technique called rappelling. Swiss mountain on American soil, let's switch from a Swiss schottische to American swing and sway. Side of the Matterhorn, the bobsled ride is about to be officially opened. This bobsled and its happy crew starts the first run. Had the Stern Wheeler Mark Twain here in Frontierland. 3 years later, in 1958, we added another historic ship to this big river. She is the Columbia, a replica of the first American ship to circumnavigate the globe. When it came time to dedicate this historic ship, we chose the 4th of July. And as usual, Disneyland's celebration of the glorious 4th began on Main Street, USA. And in keeping with tradition, it all started with an old-fashioned circus parade.
Balloons! 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 Fire balloons! Here you are, Sonny.
Forgotten sight. This one on Disneyland's Main Street was one of the last of its kind in America. July parade. And on this American Independence Day, all of the nations of the free world are represented. derision and foolish on parade. Frontierland, the do-si-do and swing your gal set are dancing up a storm. Here's the famous wagon wheel dance formation, just as the pioneers used to do it. Between the bad guys and the good guys. Crying doesn't pay, not even when it's all in fun. Another page of American history came to life in Frontierland when the sailing ship Columbia was christened. Replica of the first American ship to circumnavigate the globe joins the Disneyland fleet. In keeping with Navy tradition, a ship's Bible is presented to the Columbia's acting skipper. With a full crew and her decks filled with passengers, she heads downriver on her maiden voyage. Columbia and the log fort greet each other with real 4th of July salutes. By sail or by paddle, it's all part of the fun on this big day in Frontierland. Water and rocks take teamwork. Of course, a real Indian guide makes a big difference. Around every bend in the river, there's a reception committee waiting. Fly into Disneyland, they make it their permanent home. Another feathered reception committee welcomes all river traffic into Indian country. Representing 17 different tribes, add color and excitement to this 4th of July celebration. As the day's festivities reach the fast tempo, everyone looks forward to nightfall and the spectacular new kind of magic takes over at Disneyland after dark, especially on the 4th of July, when all of the lands stage a fantasy in the sky.
They're going to start the parade down there by the castle, and it's getting near time, so you better hurry down there and get yourself a good spot on Main Street so you won't miss anything.
Thank you.
Thanks, Walt. Hope you enjoy it.
Well, by this time, there's several thousand people on both sides of Main Street, but we've reserved a very special place for you so you won't miss a thing. Well, that's my cue. I got to take my place in the parade. I'll see you later.
the theme of Christmas around the world for the next section of the parade. To help fulfill the spirit and purpose for which Disneyland was conceived, many organizations, clubs, and historical societies are welcomed here as Disneyland's guests. People from all over the world add to the pageantry and gaiety by keeping their traditions and customs alive as they enjoy themselves with their families. Palestine, where the first Christmas took place. Switzerland's St. Nicholas and these robed figures date back many centuries. Traditional Yule log of medieval England, and the carrying in of a festive board. Finland's old man Christmas with his elves. Norway's Santa Claus with his traditional pet goat. Yugoslavia says, Merry Christmas. Mexico on parade with their Christmas piñatas filled with candies and gifts. China. Japan. Representatives of other lands to participate in these Christmas festivities. The three wise men who followed the star to Bethlehem. La 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 signal the end of the parade and the beginning of the night festivities.
The candlelight procession now approaching down Disneyland's Main Street is composed of church and school choirs from all over Southern California. In just a few moments, the choirs will gather in front of the railway station at the town square.
Now, I know that wasn't brilliant audio quality, but I really do hope you enjoyed it. Now we're going to end off the show with chipmunks roasting on an open fire.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire, hot sauce dripping from their toes. Yuletide squirrels, fresh filleted by the choir. They poked hot skewers through their nose. Everybody knows some pepper and a garlic clove help to make them seasoned right. Tiny rats with a crisp golden coat will really hit the spot tonight. And now when Santa sees his train, there'll be some homemade chipmunk jerky for his sleigh. And every hungry child is gonna spy. And so I'm brushing on some honey glaze to keep them crisp and juicy too. Let's hope they get served many times, many ways. Tasty chipmunks, good food.
On that, Mr. Cole?
Yes, sir, Mr. Sevilla.
Would you mind handing me the barbecue sauce? I am starved.
Oh, no problem, Dave. Hey, listen, you best be having two of them drumsticks because they're oh so tiny and ain't much meat upon them.
Put a sock in it, Melvin. You know, for years people said you overrated hamsters were my meal ticket. Now I guess you could just say, you're my meal.
That's a good one, Dave. I always knew you was the funny one in the group.
Damn straight.
And so I'm offering some recipes, from chipmunk pie to chipmunk stew. I'm not really sad that it ended this way. Furry chipmunks, screw you.
Did you hear that, Melvin? Melvin? Melvin!
Why, I'm sorry, Dave. Did you want Melvin? There's plenty of Thagador left, though.